Your recording has joined the conference.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Circle of Respect Book Club series. We're joined today by author Elaine Beale, author of Another Life Altogether. Elaine, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Let me just start out by saying this book was really fantastic. It followed a young girl, Jessie Bennett, through some major changes that she faces throughout her life. And the story itself, the story of Jessie, really touches a number of different issues and challenges that a lot of young people may face today, including moving, growing up, dealing with mental illnesses, bullying, and coming out as LGBTQ. There really is something in the story for everyone, something that everybody can kind of relate to. So what motivated you to write this book, or what inspired you to write this particular story?
Well, you know, I think every author probably has at least one relatively autobiographical book in them. you know, so it's definitely inspired by my experiences. As you know, the book is set in the 1970s in East Yorkshire, which is where I grew up. And mm-hmm. You know, I really wanted to write something that captured that time and place and some of the essence of my own experience going through some of the things I went through then. It's you know, it's very it's definitely fiction, but it's very much inspired by a lot of my own experiences. And I really was just interested in you know, really addressing you know, a lot of the challenges that young people face growing up in a, you know, the particular social milieu there is very narrow, and there are a few choices for Jessie at that time, and so, you know, the protagonist. And so I really wanted to capture that and how it was growing up in that situation for a young person who felt different in many different ways.
Well, yeah, you definitely did capture that. Jessie did really go through a lot. And as I mentioned earlier, this book really does touch a bunch of issues that a lot of young people have to go through as they're growing up. And a huge issue throughout the entire book is bullying. Mm-hmm. In the book, Jessie is kind of bullied for being different, and as she actually writes, being a social outcast.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of hides the secret that she's a lesbian throughout the entire book in fear of being outcasted and bullied even more.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think LGBTQ youth today have had similar experiences to Jessie?
Unfortunately, yes. I think there's been, obviously there's been a lot of changes in the last 35 years since the book was actually set. And, you know, thankfully, you know, when this book was set in the 70s where I grew up, you know, one of the things that Jessie has difficulty with is actually believing that lesbians really exist, because she has never read about them, never really been exposed to that is a reality. And I think that is definitely different now, because young people, you know, here we see Ellen on TV. There are, you know, some lesbian and gay there are definitely lesbian and gay characters on television, in books. And so I think the whole issue is a lot more visible. And if you're living in a large metropolitan area, I think there's obviously a lot more options for young people. But, you know, when you're growing up in a socially isolated or remote location, I think it can be really challenging, because there may not seem like there are a lot of resources there for young people. And then I also just think that, you know, high school can be an incredibly cruel institution, and it really can be your entire life, feel like your entire life when you're a young person. And I think recently we've seen some really unfortunate examples of young gay people taking their own lives as a result of being bullied or being, you know, cast out because of their perceived, you know, being gay, basically. And so I think, you know, I think there have been a lot of changes, but I do think that, you know, essentially there's a lot of similarities now. And I also think, unfortunately, because of a lot of the progress that has been made, for example, in, you know, the issue of gay marriage being raised and that being, same-sex marriages being allowed in a lot of states in this country, and, debates around the military, as much as that's opened up possibilities for opportunities for young people, it's also caused a lot of backlash. And so I see a lot of particularly, conservative and religious institutions that appear to really sanction some of these negative perceptions of LGBTQ youth. And I think that, for young people growing up surrounded by those kinds of attitudes or institutions, it can be extremely difficult. And, young people can feel really isolated. And when you're young, a year can seem like a lifetime, and 5 years can seem like forever. And so even if you know that there are things outside of your town or your school that may be different, it can be extremely challenging to think of, surviving through what can be really crushing and cruel experiences with other people in school.
That's such a good point, and especially when you're growing up and are in elementary school and in high school, even a day can seem like years. There's always just something happening. Back then, especially for Jessie, when she was growing up in a little bit more of a more conservative time, it seemed in the book that you just really captured how hard it was for her. But there was a character that kind of acted almost as a mentor type person, Miss Hastings. Miss Hastings, and she was just kind of there to kind of get Jessie thinking about things. So could you kind of talk a bit more about the relationship between Jessie and Miss Hastings and what role she played in Jessie's life?
Yeah, I mean, the teacher, Miss Hastings, in the book is not, I mean, she and Jessie aren't particularly close. I think, what happens basically, though, is there's a person that comes into her life that questions things that everyone else takes for granted around her. So just the fact, like I mentioned, this is the 1970s, and the fact that she calls herself Ms. instead of Miss or Mrs. is just this, amazing thing to this young 13-year-old girl who's never been exposed to someone doing that. And then when it's explained to her why, because Miss Hastings doesn't want to be seen as the property of a man, and she's, it's just sort of opens this window of like, oh my goodness, things could be really different, because for all the other women around her, the options basically are, you get married and that's, part of your life goal basically. And so for her to first of all just be exposed to that, and then what happens is Miss Hastings actually challenges some of the anti-gay comments that are made in the classroom, and that's the first time that Jessie's ever seen that happen by an adult. And so one of the things I think that can just make such a difference for young people, and that and makes a difference for her, is that someone with a level of authority challenges these things and actually says, hey, hold on a second, that's not okay, and here's why. And not, in a punishing way, but really attempts to sort of educate the people in the classroom, the young people in the classroom about that. And so, and it was definitely my experience when I was growing up that when, I was around people that had, a different take on things that just wasn't the same as, other adults, it really made me think. And, there were, fortunately, adults in my life that were able to do that. And so, I that's why I think so often, around these issues of, just bullying in general, I think, and then definitely, and then also just, specifically targeting lesbian and gay youth is, that adults really need to make very, very clear what side they're on, and that they need to, everyone needs to speak up, but particularly adults and people in positions of authority, because they're what define reality for young people. And so this character helps redefine the reality for Jessie ultimately.
Absolutely. Miss Hastings really acts as like that strong voice throughout the entire book. And she kind of is almost like a strong kind of role model for Jesse, but Jesse still does struggle with making a number of decisions, you know, in the beginning, in the middle, and the end of the book.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed a constant theme throughout the novel is the conflict between the desire to fit in and having the strength to do what is right. And in the end of the book, we kind of see Jesse move from being the victim of bullying to then bullying others to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice do you give youth who are kind of struggling with this battle of, oh, do I fit in and just bully others, or do I really speak up and stand up for what I know is right?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, I'd want people to do the latter. You know, my advice would be, you know, you need that it's important to do... It's important to follow your conscience, you know, of course, but I also feel like to do that can feel really challenging and really difficult in environments where, you know, what happens with this character, with Jessie is that, you know, she sees what happens to other people who are perceived as being, you know, more, you know, socially unacceptable than she is. And so she says, well, I don't want to be aligned with those people. I don't want to be seen as being the same as them. I want to be on the other side of that. And so she makes some choices that, you know, mean that she participates in this. And I think, you know, one of the things I wanted to, you know, want to show in the book is that, it's very easy to make those kinds of choices because it's so, you know, that the consequences can be so dire if you don't. So I think really, you know, as well as acting as individuals, it's really important to make alliances and to seek out, you know, people in positions of authority that can support you and help you. And that's where, you know, so I think, you know, if you know that there are teachers or you know that there are adults that are gonna understand and support you by speaking out and helping you with that, or other young people that you know too, because I think doing it alone can feel really, really scary. But, you know, and again, I mean, that just comes back to, you know, adults need to be really clear on, you know, just the issue of bullying in general and, I think it's particularly difficult for, lesbian gay youth to get the kinds of, support that they need. And it's so seen as socially acceptable, you know, the phrase "that's so gay" is like, you know, everybody uses that without thinking what it might mean to someone who's actually gay and, you know, struggling to come to terms with that and how that may make them feel ashamed. And so we really, you know, it's looking on a lot of different levels about what you can do, but also being clear that it's very difficult to act against things by yourself. However, if, you know, I think one of the things that is important to remember is if you act as a leader and you actually stand up and speak out against something, what you may often find is that there are other people who agree with you. And when you're the person, you know, because I think, you know, in the book there's a character who really does speak out, that's one of Jesse's peers, this young man called Malcolm. And he has an enormous impact on her because, again, it creates that possibility of, oh, you don't have, not everyone has to do this. And so that allows her eventually to make some different choices for herself.
That's a really good point that that a lot of youth today, they really do kind of the phrase suffer in silence, but there really is, they really do need to learn to reach out to people, that there's always somebody there, always somebody that can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jesse especially has just been through so much by the end of the book. She's been through, you know, bullying. She's had to move schools, had to make different friends. She's fallen in love. She's just been through so much at such a young age. But I guess to kind of wrap this all up, what kind of messages do you want people to take from this book, or what do you hope people will gain from reading about Jesse's life?
Well, you know, I didn't necessarily write the book with a message, you know, in mind. I guess what I wanted to do was just portray a very, you know, a group of complex and interesting characters who were just dealing with a set of life circumstances which actually aren't that, you know, different from those that many people face today. And so, you know, I mean, Jessie's dealing with a lot. I mean, you know, aside from the fact that she thinks she might be a lesbian, she also has a mother who's suffering from mental illness, which is a huge challenge for her as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, You know, and so I guess in terms of what I hope that people will gain is, you know, what I hope that people gain from reading any good fiction, which is just a real ability to empathize and understand people who are different from themselves, and also to see their own experiences reflected in other characters as well. So, you know, it's been very gratifying for me to talk to people who've had similar experience to Jesse, either in growing up LGBTQ or also having family members that have, you know, dealt with mental illness, and people have said to me that it really spoke to them, and, you know, and that has been really wonderful, you know. So I guess first of all, I want people to enjoy it, you know, and secondly, I just wanted them to understand the characters and the place, you know, and maybe to apply that to other aspects of their life too.
Well, I certainly enjoyed the book. I read it in two sittings, and I hope that everyone out there goes out and picks up this book to read it. This book is not only a good read, but it's also really thought-provoking. It puts you in the mind of a young girl who is going through so much that you often find yourself kind of wondering what you would do if you were in her situation. So if you haven't picked up Elaine's book, Another Life Altogether, please do so. To learn more about Elaine and her book, visit www.circleofrespect.org to check it out. We have the book featured as our December issue of the Circle of Respect Book Club. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It's been really a pleasure to speak with you.
You too.